不起，今天没有 PowerPoint。
I'm sorry, we don't have PowerPoint today.
请大家翻开提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
新约圣经提摩太前书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 1 Timothy, page 1575 in the English Bible.
第四章，我们今天也是看一节。
We look at one verse.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太前书第四章十二节，不可叫人小看你年轻。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
第十二节左右，请大家一起念好吗？
Let's read it together.
两年前，我第一次被安排在牧尼山生命堂讲道。
Two years ago, I was assigned to the church in Murray Hill to preach.
对，其实对每个神学生来说，应该是一件非常高兴的事情。
And to a seminary student, it should be a happy thing.
可是对我而言，却是相反的。
But it had the reverse. I had the reverse reaction.
那时候我没有办法安静下来
，because I could not quiet down my heart.
因为我的脑子一直在思考说我要跟弟兄姐妹分享什么
，because I could not settle down on what subject I want to share with brothers and sisters.
我每天就是在烦恼说我的讲到我到底要讲什么。
What was turning in my mind is what subject do I deal with?
因为在神学院，我们每天学生都会有讲到的时候。
Because in the seminary, we have opportunity to preach.
在神学院，我们面对的都是我们的牧者，或者是神职人员，或者是神学生。
And the people we talk to or preach to are seminary student or the leaders in the seminary.
所有的主题常常都是环绕在有关于教会的侍奉，还有在牧养方面的事情。
And the subject usually deals with how you take care of your church or how do you pastor a church.
可是在牧利山教会就不同了。
But in Murray Hill Church, it was quite different.
它的会友人数不多。
Because the number of the congregation were just a few.
在当时最多就12个人。
At most, they have 12 people.
年纪都是在65到80岁这之间。
And their age range from 65 to 8 in the 80s.
那我一个年轻人到底要跟他们讲什么道？
And me as a young person, what kind of preaching can I give them?
以生活的经历来说，
as far as life experiences were concerned,
其实他们每一个人的历练都比我还要多。
Actually, they would have a lot more experiences than I have.
另外再加上一点。
And furthermore,
大部分的人都是刚刚才决志信主的。
A lot of them were just new Christians.
所以其实圣经中这些最基本的道理他们都不懂。
And a lot of the basic teachings of the Bible they are not familiar with.
以至于我真的是有好几天，我真的是没有办法很专心的思考神的话。
So for a few days, I could not really concentrate on the Word of God.
一直到我第一次参加杜华古教会的这个闽南语查经班。
Until the day that I the first time I joined the Fukienese Fukienese Bible study.
那当时是杨牧师带的。
And it was led by Pastor Yang.
他就问说，我们上次查到哪里了
？And he asked, up to where have we studied?
那有人忘记
，some people have forgotten，
所以就好吧，那就从第四章开始。
So he said, oh well, then we'll just start from verse four.
对
，chapter four.
对， 当他讲到第十二节的时候
，and when he reached verse 12，
那时候我心里很感谢主。
I was very thankful in my heart，
因为上帝就借着这一个短短的经节，他来提醒我。
God made use of this short verse to remind me。
这里说不可叫人小看你年轻。
It says let no man despise thy youth。
而很凑巧的一件事是
，and what seems to be very coincidental。
当我来到珍珠河教会服事的时候
，that when I came to serve in Pearl River Church，
我爸给我的 email 也是给了我这句话。
My father's email also was concerning this subject。
这个经节是保罗对他的属灵儿子提摩太的一个勉励。
This is an encouragement that Paul gave to his spiritual son。
提摩太他在还没有到二十岁的时候，他就跟随保罗一起传道。
Before he reached the age of 20, Timothy had gone with Paul to preach。
就我们现在来讲，他大概就是像高中或者是大学新鲜人这个年纪。
In present day, he would be about the age of a college freshman or a senior high school。
事实上在各方面都还不是很成熟。
Actually, in a lot of aspects of his life, he was not very mature.
而在保罗他那个时代也是如此。
And in the time of Paul, it was like that.
尤其是一个身为要教导信徒的传道人。
Especially somebody who was going to be teaching the preachers.
提摩太他的确是非常的年轻。
Timothy was very young.
在非常注重辈分的犹太人的社会里。
And in the Jewish society, wherein they have a lot of rankings, a respect of elders,
他很容易就会被人轻看。
So he would really be easily slighted by the other people.
所以当保罗他在写提摩太前书的时候
，So when Paul was writing First Timothy,
历史学家他们估算提摩太也大概就是将近快三十岁。
Timothy probably would be around the age of 30.
所以保罗在这里告诉提摩太说，不要叫人小看你年轻。
So Paul told Timothy that he should not let any man despise his youth.
不管是在他的身量，也就是说，在他的年纪这方面。
Especially in relation to his age.
不要让人家轻看。
Do not let people despise your youth.
同时，在属灵方面，也不要让人低估你。
And in also the spiritual aspect, he should not let other people look down upon him.
就是在爱心、信心、行为还有清洁上都要做信徒的榜样。
But he should be an example in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity to the other believers.
今天我也愿意以这节经文来勉励各位。
And I want to use this verse to encourage each of us.
在这五方面
，that in these five aspects.
要成为我们教会中弟兄姐妹的榜样。
It should be an example of our brothers and sisters.
在我们开始前，我们先一起低头祷告。
Before we start, let's bow down our head in prayer.
慈悲亲爱的们，天父，主我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主求你引导孩子。
And through your child.
让孩子能够从你那里所领受的，都能够真真实实的能够传达给每一位弟兄姐妹。
That I can preach the gospel of the spiritual message from you.
借着这一小小段的经节
，through this small passage，
不单单是能够让孩子的帮助，也让在场的每一位弟兄姐妹能够成为生活中的帮助。
That it will help myself and all the people in the congregation。
祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。
For this we pray in Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。
第一个这里讲到的言语
，first thing that was brought up here is in conversation。
我们在言语上要成为信徒的榜样。
We should be an example to the believers in our conversation.
其实我们每个人一见面就是要说话。
When we meet each other, the first thing we do is speak to each other.
不管你遇到什么人，你就是一定要说话。
No matter who you encounter, you have to speak.
除非你是用手语。
Unless you use sign languages.
但是你说出来的话语不可以成为但是你说出来的话语是不是可为成为别人效法的榜样？
But the words that you speak, can it set an example for other people?
是否你说出来的话可以造就别人
？And the words that you speak, can it edify people?
是不是可以让听的人得到益处
？And it's profitable to the other person?
是不是在你的言语中总是带着刺
？Or does your word always carry thorns?
总是想要让听的人受伤？
and to hurt the person you're speaking to.
你的言语中是不是总是话中带话？
Is your does your conversation always carry other ulterior motive?
或者是你总是出口成脏？
Or your words is always not clean.
就是你常常会带一些不适当的字眼。
Or you add some words which are not acceptable.
或者是你说话的时候，你的态度一直都是嘻嘻哈哈的，嬉笑的口气。
Or your attitude is always in a joking manner.
我们嘴巴说话的机会比我们做事的机会还要多。
Actually, the chances of our speaking is a lot more than in the time that we can do things.
那也就常常我们很容易就会说错话。
So oftentimes we say the wrong things.
我的父亲很会讲笑话。
My father likes to kid around.
常常家里我们就是有时候开起玩笑就是停不了，一直笑个不停。
Sometimes we kid around each other, then we laugh without ceasing.
所以当我妈嫁到我爸爸这边的时候。
So when my mother was married my father.
当我爸爸还有我的姑姑还有我的爷爷奶奶他们在一起全部就是讲得嘻嘻哈哈的时候。
And when his family gathered together, there's always laughter in there.
我妈刚开始还不太适应。
My mother could not get used to it at first.
因为他们家很少有这样子欢乐的气氛。
Because in her home, there's hardly any incidents like this.
虽然我爸很会讲笑话。
Even though my father likes to kid around,
可是当他在教导儿女的时候，
but when he is disciplining his children,
或者他在讲非常严肃、非常正经的事情的时候，
or when we are broaching a serious matter,
他在言语上还有在态度上，他绝对不会跟你开玩笑。
In his attitude and in his words, he definitely will not kid around.
而当我们到教会的时候，我们就会把这些有趣的话题就收回来。
And in church, when we are in church, then we try to hold back on all these.
因为在教会中我们面对的是信徒。
Because in church, the people or that we encounter are believers.
虽然我们看信徒是自己的家人。
Even though we look upon them as our own family.
但是不代表我们在言语上就可以随便。
But it doesn't indicate that we can just freely speak what we want to say.
所以我们的言语要成为别人的榜样。
So our conversation should be an example to others.
就是说我们说话要有意义，要有智慧。
Meaning to say that our words should have wisdom and meaning.
要能够造就人，而且讲话要实在。
And it should be edifying and appropriate.
基督徒说话要得体。
Christians have to say the proper things.
你说话也要合乎自己的身份。
And it has to comply with what you say and how you live.
因为我们所说的每句话，将来上帝他都要一个一个都要审核过。
Because God will judge us according to whatever words we have uttered.
所以是就要说是，不是就说不是。
So yes should be yes and no should be no.
昨天珍珠河教会有弟兄姐妹团契有烧烤活动。
We had a barbecue yesterday.
那我昨天跟露露就在讲到恩典，他中文的。这个问题
And I was talking to Lulu about Lazarus's Chinese.
Lulu 说小孩子的学习能力很强。
And Lulu said that the children can absorb very quickly.
当恩典暑假从台湾回来的时候
When Lazarus came home from Taiwan last summer,
他讲话的那个有的语气就跟台湾的小孩子一样。
The manner that in which he spoke Chinese is similar to the ones the children from Taiwan.
就是他会在一些形容词前面加一个超字。
In the way he describes things, he will add the word 超
so,、
over or super,
so,
super or so.
就像我们说超好笑的。
You say like examples are so funny,
还是超笨的
or so stupid.
所以其实我们常常在什么样的环境待久了之下，我们在言语上也会受到影响。
So we are influenced in certain times in the way we converse.
所以保罗他在提摩太前书的第四章第七节这里讲到。
That's why Timothy in chapter 4 verse 7 told Timothy.
我们要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，而且在敬虔上，我们要操练自己。
He said, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness.
所以基督徒在讲话的时候不要带着世俗的言语。
So when Christians speak, they should not add a worldly conversation.
说话也不要总是就是你照着你自己意思就讲出来了。
And we do not always have to express our own opinions.
而是我们要学习像耶稣一样讲话要适当要合宜。
So we have to learn from Jesus that you have to speak appropriately.
我们常讲知识，还有我们常讲智慧的话。
We should speak wise and words of wisdom.
不要让魔鬼以我们的话柄来攻击我们。
And we should not let Satan attack us through our words.
所以我们要说话，所以我们说话要非常小心谨慎。
So we have to be vigilant in the way we speak.
并且让圣灵来管制我们每个人的舌头。
And let the Holy Spirit control our tongue.
而第二个榜样是行为的榜样。
The second example is in conversation.
当我们说话之后，人家其实他就会看我们是说的跟做的是一样的。
After we converse or when we speak, people will see if what we say and what we do comply.